All right, I'm throwing this in here to give a shout out to my friend Brandon Frazier, aka B Sharp, aka Slapavelli, King of Slap, whatever you want to call him. I've always been a fan of his music, and in the description I'll post a link, and here I'll even post some audio of one of his songs that I like. Food for Thought podcast, where we talk about food, fun, and sometimes have the occasional thought-provoking question or discussion. I am joined by my friend, Rob Petrosello.
Hey, how's it going, man?
All right, well, now I'm recording just so you know.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
So, what's new with you, man?
Oh, not much, man. How's podcast life treating you?
Well, you're on my second episode, so now if you ever want to get into podcasting yourself, there's this website called Anchor. They auto distribute your podcast to places like Spotify, iTunes, and all that for you. So you don't have to create like 18 accounts to distribute stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I also have it on my YouTube channel. My mom
Yeah.
wants to say hi.
Oh, nice. How old's your dog?
He just turned 5 back in April.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So you've had your dog for a while then.
Yeah, I got it when I first moved here.
Oh,
He was a little
yeah.
puppy.
Yeah, my dog turns 1 next month. He's 11th month old German Shepherd. And yeah, he's big and just full of energy and but he's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Chill, huh? My little boy turns 3 this month.
Yeah, 3.
Yep,
Yeah.
right on Father's Day.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So,
Oh, your boy turns 3 already. Oh my gosh. Like, where's the time going?
that's what a lot of my friends are saying that I haven't seen or talked to me in a while. They're like, wait, you have a kid now and he's almost 3? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, man, he's getting, he's getting big. Like, I saw a picture of him, like, I don't know, it must have been like a couple days ago. I don't know, you posted something up and I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is, yeah. I mean, he's growing by a lot. So yeah, how's everything else going?
I mean, I can't say I'm actually enjoying unemployment, but I'm enjoying it, I guess.
Hey, I mean, you're starting new things. You're starting a podcast and
Started a
you're
podcast, I picked up gardening, so.
oh, gardening's cool. Yeah, I'm working at Home Depot in the garden section right now.
Nice.
So
No, I'm still looking for like jobs because I was looking for like a new place to get into like new employment anyway, but all the police departments I was also trying to get into, like to
yeah.
dig back into that, like all those academies and everything are delayed, so I can't even test if I want to right now.
The academies are delayed. Oh, because of COVID or because of
Yeah,
other
it's the whole
things?
COVID thing because I there are two there are two I passed I like I aced the written test and like destroyed the physical portion, but
Yeah.
like I didn't get picked for those two jobs, and then the one I was currently working on, COVID happened, so I couldn't. There's like, oh yeah, we're delaying everything indefinitely, so I'm like, well, I can't do anything about that, so.
Wow. Yeah, I like it's funny you mentioned unemployment because I in New York I just got a letter saying I did not qualify for unemployment. So it's a little interesting, but what are you gonna do? I'm fine with my part-time job at Home Depot anyway. I just I think I just it was just bad timing because I did like I interviewed for a job. Couple jobs actually, and the following week, like everything closed down, and they didn't even get back to me, so I didn't have a start date. So even if I, if they would have gave me a start date, then I would have probably qualified for unemployment. But because of that, I don't. But it is what it is. Like
Well,
I,
I'm
you
just
know, what
in
I should.
peak of like unemployment. I mean, I'm making more in unemployment than I was in my job before this whole thing.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying. They're making a lot more. I mean,
I mean,
it's,
I
yeah.
legally have to keep applying for jobs, and I'm doing that, but there's really like no incentive to go back to work for
Well, when
you get what I mean. When you're getting paid
yeah.
more, like there's a lot of people that are like, oh, I'm just not going to go back to work, and they're telling their boss, oh, why would I go back to work when I'm making
Making more.
more? They're like, no, you have to if your boss calls you back. My boss actually called me like a few days ago. He's like, hey, Things might be coming back in a few weeks or a month or so. So you're going to be one of the first people I call back, because I've been busting my ass at that job to try to get a raise and do all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah. It also helps that my boss is best friends with my father-in-law. So.
Oh, awesome.
There's one thing I learned from you, especially, was networking with that whole bird that you were doing years ago. How did that ever actually pan out? Did you ever like stop doing that, or is that still a thing?
Stop doing what?
Verve.
Oh, the network marketing company.
Yeah, that whole like energy drink thing that wasn't an energy drink that you were.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because when I was in, like, I was telling you about it, and you know, because that was pretty much the concept of it, and you know, you just
sure.
You know, you sell to your, you know, sure. your friends, and you know, you influence, you know, people about the, you know, about the products, and you know, I just like at the time, I mean, that was like the first, you know, like, I guess that was the first business, you know, venture that I kind of got myself into, and I just like the ideas of it, but I just didn't, you know, I wasn't really educated on different, all the different business models out there. And, you know, but the only way to really, you know what's a good fit for you is to, you know, is to just go out and try different things out. And, you know, I guess like that's one of the things that I got from it. And, you know, opened up a lot of doors to just meeting different people and just, you know, developing my, you know, communication skills and, personal development with just reading books and trying to just, you know, advance my skills and a future career. And, so I mean, there was a lot of good takeaways from it too. But yeah, I mean, I think like the company, something happened where, something needed to be settled in court. I think it, because they, you know, there was some gray area with what they could and couldn't do with, you know, the FTC. And so like they had to freeze their assets. And then after everything settled, I think they ended up winning the case, but you know, there's just a lot of paybacks with the court system and lawyers and everything else. So I think what they had to do was, you know, rebrand and reshape the company's image. And, you know, they're not what they used to be. You know, I think they're still around, but it's, I think network marketing is still around too. And, you know, it's successful for some people and it's not for others. And you know, there's a lot of, I see a lot of, you know, people out there that are still in the, you know, still do the, that, you know, that business model. And, I think there is some success to it, but you know, you just got to have a thick skin and, you know, you have to talk to a lot of people and, you know, it's just like any type of sales job, I think.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't like put your name down personally, but whenever I've had issues or had to bring something up to HR or talk to my boss about like our foreman, for lack of a better word, being an a-hole or doing stuff silly or something, and I catch him doing it, I had to write my first formal complaint a couple months back. Like I'd never
really
written before.
Yeah.
So I did that, and basically like, I remember what you taught me, how a supervisor or a boss is supposed to be, like what I should expect from a supervisor. Because remember, that was one of the big things you taught me when we were working together. Like I took a lot of that to heart.
Yeah.
Leading it to my boss. And he's like, I was like, I'm sorry, but this isn't how so-and-so is supposed to be acting. This is extremely unsupervisor-like. And like, I explained a lot of the points you taught me back in the day. He's like, no, you're right, Josh. He's still working there, and I guess he stole money from the company again. So.
Oh, he was stealing money from the company.
Oh, no, he's still working there, apparently, according to one of my brother-in-laws.
So he was committing, what's that, not embezzlement. He was committing, when you take money from, it's not larceny, but it's a word where an employee takes money from the freaking company. I can't remember the word for it, but he was doing that then, huh?
Yeah, he's also apparently come to work intoxicated and all this other shit, and somehow he's still working there.
Oh, that's crazy. He was your supervisor?
He's our foreman.
Your foreman, yeah.
For the fabrication shop I work at.
Oh.
I'm a fabrication technician there, but I'm also, like, partly quality control. And, I mean, I basically took that on as a second job while I was working there. Because, we did a lot of, like, metal fabrication for doors and storefront material for, like, businesses, like, skyscrapers, storefront business, and shit like that. And I was very good at identifying problems in the metal we were fabricating. So, basically, it just turned into I was quality control.
Oh, nice.
You know, don't mess with daddy's camera.
How's the boy doing?
She's good. She's at work right now. And then I also got the certified as a. You want to play a game? Yeah. Wait 1 minute. Let Danny finish his sentence.
So your boy's three then?
Yeah. Oh, that'll be three.
Ah, that's cool. Yeah, my girlfriend, she has a 2.5 year old now, and it's fun, you know. I mean, I'm not a parent, but
River, do you want to watch something else? Is that the problem? All right, 2 seconds.
Yeah. So where are you at? Are you at New Jersey?
I'm still in Jersey. Yeah.
Jersey.
Joysy. My wife's Jersey accent only comes out when I piss her off really bad.
That's funny. Is your wife from Jersey?
Yeah, she's from Jersey.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. And you're originally from Nevada?
Yeah.
Las Vegas area?
Yep. I'm still surprised now that the Raiders are moving to my hometown.
Are you going to be a Raiders fan now?
I've been a Raiders fan.
Oh, you've been a Raiders fan. Oh, shoot.
Me and Greenfield were like buddies.
Oh, because the rivalry, Broncos and the Raiders.
Because, but the rivalry made things interesting. we pretty much still sucked. We had that one or two seasons, and I was like, oh, hope's back, and now it's gone.
Man, hopefully with this new stadium, though, like, I mean, it's gonna, I think it's awesome. Like, I at first I thought it was a crazy idea, but you should see the stadium. Picture of the stadium is, I saw a picture and it was just freaking, I would go, and I'm not even a fan. I would just go for the experience of being in that awesome stadium.
My mom lives down in Vegas, so she sends me pictures every now and then of it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think I have your mom on Facebook and I saw a couple pictures. I think that's what it was. But yeah, it's just, modern architecture that you just don't see too much anymore. Like, well, at least where I live right now. You just don't see a lot of that. So I live in the sticks. So in the middle of nowhere. I gotta live in a town of like 20,000 people.
I live in not really a small town, but not really a city either, somewhere in between.
Yeah.
I don't know what the actual population size is, but it's
a
small area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but for sure.
Still definitely nice owning a house versus an apartment.
Yeah, do you own your house?
Yeah. We ended up getting it for $275,000.
275? Wow. Dang.
I think we were going to, they were offering for like 295, but we were able to bring them down a little bit.
To 275? Wow. Does that, like, how many bedrooms and, like, do you have a yard and stuff?
Yeah, we have a fairly good sized backyard. It's mostly on a slope, but The backyard's nice. Our front yard's good. We have technically a 2-car driveway, but like lengthwise, not widthwise. That means you could kind of fit 2 cars if you wanted, but we have our garage. We have 1, 2, 3 bedrooms, one for us, one for Trevor, and then the spare bedroom we're working on in re-insulating and putting a new sheetrock and stuff.
Oh, wow.
So we're doing that. Our kitchen, a little small, but eventually we're going to work on that. And nice basement, attic, stuff right now. And my man cave weight room is in the basement.
Dang. You got a man cave weight room? That's nice.
Well, it's like maybe like a 20-foot by 15-foot square is like my man cave, like TV.
Yeah.
And then I have like a bunch of weight equipment I got for free from a neighbor that was getting rid of it.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? Yeah. So you have like your own gym then?
I was going to make a joke. I was like, oh, I'll just start my own gym in my basement. $2 a day. Bring your own towel.
Seriously.
I'll supply towels, but I ain't buying soap for people.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Yeah. So you went to Jersey because that was your last duty station?
Yeah, I just ended up here. I remember when I was got the order, we were in Getty together.
Yeah.
The look on my face is like, oh, I have orders. Nice. I've never heard of JBMDL. Okay. Is it another nuke base? No. Finally, I'm out of nukes.
I know. They're probably looking at your previous, you know, duty stations. They're like, man, we need to give this guy a good base.
Stateside.
I know. I was like, I don't know. I probably would have got.
Oh, if I hadn't met my wife, I was moving back to Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's where I was living when I first joined. So I didn't want to move back to Vegas.
You know, it was meant to be. What if you joined the police force in Minnesota? I mean, it could have been something. So.
That wouldn't have happened on my watch.
Man. Yeah. So, who knows? Who knows? It could have been, you know, in the police force in Minnesota, and, you know, this stuff could have came about, and who knows what could have happened. So, but, yeah, so, you know, that's good. Like, I'm not too far from Jersey. I'm a couple hour drive. My uncle, he lives in Hoboken. And
I have a buddy that lives in Hoboken.
Yeah, I see him from time to time. But yeah. Wouldn't you so like you're a you know, you're like business or like for your job, like you like spot out certain things?
Basically, a typical work day is we come in, we have not necessarily an order of stuff to do. Like sometimes our supervisor will tell us, oh, hey, this is like what metal I need cut, fabricated. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll do that, cut it, fabricate it, make sure like any holes that were punched, they're like in the right spot, the right size, that everything's the proper length. And then we just store it in these bins for the people that assemble the doors or other storefront material, and they assemble it. But quality control kind of comes with that fabrication job that I do. But I also took on driving the forklift in and out of the building to get metal, pallets of glass and all this other stuff. I never realized how heavy glass for doors can be when it's on a pallet. Mm.
Yeah.
Like using a super heavy.
Yeah.
And so I ended up doing well in that. I ended up becoming a certified trainer through Highlander mm-hmm. and Modern to be a forklift trainer.
Oh, wow. Hmm. So, that's pretty awesome. Yeah, I mean, right now I work a part-time job at the Home Depot. And like as soon as I started working, they wanted to get me, you know, forklifts certified and licensed. And but I was going to, but I guess because of COVID, they're holding off on getting certifications right now and stuff. So
I mean, technically, I don't know how it would work, but I don't know if I could just do an online class with you and then give you that, but you'd actually have to do a practical portion too. So I couldn't just
right.
pencil it.
I know. It's really weird that they, like, I'm
I mean,
sure
I
that
could
they
probably would. Pencil whip it, but I wouldn't. So.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. I know. Yeah. Forklift stuff is, you know, that's something you really should know.
That's something you actually have to have physical. Like hands-on shit with. You can't just
yeah
I know how to do it.
Oh, I know. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I think a lot of it is just the management where I am right now and stuff. And you know, I've been working there for like 3 or 4 weeks now, and you know, it's been interesting. So but you know, they're good. They support veterans, and you know, they you know, they try to work around your schedule and everything. So I got no complaints. I mean, I work outside and, you know, I'm just doing this and going to school at the same time. And, you know, that's about it. So
I should probably actually go over some of my topics that I picked for my podcast today.
So oh, yeah.
No, but it's all good. It's not bad catching up with friends. Mm-hmm. All right. So I was going to... Since it's called Food for Thought, I was going to talk about something food related. Your top three favorite candy bars.
Top three favorite. Man, I would say Snickers. Snickers is, man, I can't like say no to a Snickers. And Twix is good too.
Yeah.
And man, I guess Milky Way, and not by choice. It's just always there. So that's my top three.
Snickers and Milky Way, that's like saying your favorite burger place is McDonald's or Burger King.
Yeah, I know. They're like, aren't they competitors?
Yeah.
Aren't they the same thing except Snickers has nuts in it?
I don't remember the difference. I think they've... Yeah, I think Snickers has nuts in it, and then like Milky Way has some weird nougat center.
Yeah.
I don't know what nougat's actually made of. I just know it's called nougat.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, so. I'd say Butterfinger is my number one.
But oh shoot, I totally forgot about Butterfinger. Butterfinger's pretty good.
Fifth Avenue, I don't know if you've ever seen those, but it's basically like putting a Butterfinger mixed with like peanut brittle, sort of.
Oh, okay.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, that is.
The top ones, and then white chocolate Reese's.
Yeah, white chocolate is good too. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot Butterfingers. Like, didn't they, Butterfinger, they used to have like an old ingredients that they put in the Butterfinger, and then they switched to like this new stuff, and it wasn't as good, so they went back to the old stuff.
And I actually don't know. I just remembered, like, there was times where I ate Butterfinger and it just seemed different. I just didn't know what it was. I don't know if it was the taste. I think it was the consistency was different, or it seemed like it was more compact and less flaky. I don't know. But I remember Butterfinger were like flakier when you ate them, not like a, like one of those little crisp bars, but kind of, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah, Butterfinger is good. Yeah, it's really good.
I actually pulled up a website on what the top 20 best candy bars are.
Oh, man.
Lemon Joy is apparently in the top 20.
Almond Joy is?
Yeah, apparently Almond Joy is number 20 and Butterfinger is 19.
How could they do that?
Leagues better than Almond Joy.
Yeah, Almond Joy is terrible.
I would rather eat an Almond Joy if there's nothing like available, and even then, I probably like. I don't hate the coconut or anything.
Oh,
I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I like 100 grand too. 100 grand's good.
Oh yeah, 100 grand's good.
Yeah.
You want to do what, Trevor? Trevor, come here. Come here first. Don't get sassy. Come here and I will play a game. I'll get you the game. You want to say hi?
No.
No? You've been really good today. I'll let you play this game.
Yeah.
So. I got my old Nintendo DS and he just plays one of my old Pokemon save files and just starts around on
it. Oh, Nintendo DS, yeah. I actually just got Nintendo. Well, I ended up getting a Nintendo Switch, it is pretty fun. Like,
N64 just to play like the original Smash Bros. And Mario Kart.
I know, that'd be awesome. Yeah, the nostalgia.
Or all that other crap.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm like super nostalgic. I used to be super into Pokemon, so I bought a Pokemon game, and I played it once so far, so it's going pretty well.
I just couldn't. after when there were so many like different types of Pokemon, and like they were turning into like, oh, this Pokemon looks like a floating ice cream cone. I'm like, all right, I'm getting over this now.
Yeah, I know.
Some weird ones.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot more than when I grew up. Like there's got to be like a few hundred. Like there was only like 101 when
it was like 151 when you and I were kids.
Cause you're 151.
You're 26.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be 30 this year.
For some reason I thought you were like a couple years younger than me.
Oh, I mean,
I turned 29 back in January.
You turned 29.
Yeah, I was 29 back in January.
Oh shoot! So like, yeah, we're about the same age. I turned 30 in July. So, yeah.
I swore you were like a year or two younger than me.
Oh, I don't know, cause
maybe I'm thinking. No, I'm not thinking of coaches. Somebody.
Coaches are old.
coaches is an old soul.
Yeah, he is.
I haven't talked to him.
Yeah. I just talked to him. I talked to him a couple days ago, actually. He called randomly. I talked to him once a year.
I really don't talk to anybody. Hildebrand, the Sandborgs, and all of them like just comment on my stuff once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. All right, how did you feel about Crunch Bars?
Crunch Bars are good. I like Crunch Bars.
Those go great as an ice cream bar, personally. The Crunch ice cream bars.
Yeah, they have like I like what's inside. I don't know what it is, but I do like the chocolate.
Crispy inside, sort of.
Yeah, it's like crispy. It's almost like a Rice Krispie almost.
Yeah.
And
I think it's delicious.
Yeah, and it's like it just goes so well with stuff. I could totally eat Crunch Bars.
I just remember the old commercials like back in the late 90s of Shaq eating Crunch Bars before he started doing that foot powder commercials that he was doing, or like the Icy Hot commercials that Shaq
yeah, I do not. Yeah, I do know that. But
he's doing Crunch
Bars. Man, Shaq is like, he is such a businessman too. Like he owns so many successful businesses and he's doing just fine. He's and I do remember the commercials too. I do remember that. So
I should have done this.
And he's always on ESPN. What do you got, your laptop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Go over a couple more things just for shits and giggles.
Hell yeah.
3 days. Not a huge fan. Ooh, Andy's Chocolate Mints. It was kind of like those York peppermint patties I've always hated. Those like peppermint candy bar things.
I think I know what you're talking about. Do they come in at like a green wrapping?
Yeah, it's like a green tin foil type wrapping, kind of like.
I'm not gonna lie. I like those. I like those a lot. Yeah, but they're good for like. I feel like they're good after you eat something. And oh, is that your backyard? Oh, nice. Yeah, it's got. Oh my gosh, it's got a big backyard. Plus, you got like a sun porch there.
Yes, sir.
That is awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, like if you eat something and, you know, like that aftertaste, I feel like, I don't know, for some reason, like it kind of tells me that it like helps with my digestion if I eat one or something. Like, I just feel refreshed after.
Does Andy's Mints things?
Yeah.
If I'm going to have something minty after, it'll just be like a regular, like, peppermint or like a piece of gum or something.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with mint toothpaste or anything like peppermint or candy canes, but it's just those things, so the York peppermint patties, I just can't enjoy. Like, I never... I'd rather have an almond joy than have a York peppermint patty.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
Right. You know, candy bars, like, I wonder, I mean, like, what I heard most candy bar sales are around, like, Halloween time and stuff. But, you know, I mean, like, do you think we're eating more or less candy bars now?
I still have leftover candy from Halloween that, and then like a bunch of leftover candy from Easter. Yeah, Easter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Have you ever heard of a Clark bar?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, they're pretty good.
On this list of top 20, it's like number 7. I've never heard of a Clark bar in my life.
Clark bar, yeah. Sorry. Just
it says there's Butterfingers.
A Clark bar. Yeah, I have, but they are, I don't know, they're different though, aren't they? They're like,
well, the way they describe it, it says I think Clark bars are highly underrated. Clark bars are similar to Butterfingers because they are both milk chocolate peanut butter bars. The Clark bars are like Butterfingers, better tasting, classier cousin.
Yeah. You said they're better tasting and classier.
That's just what this guy says.
Come on, go say.
Snickers is number 5. Twix is number 4.
Oops. Snickers number 5.
Yep.
Oops.
Twix is 4. Milky Way
is 3. 4. Hang on, I'm just going to lay down for a second.
Ooh. Reese's is number 2. I can dig it.
Can you start here? Oops. All right. 1 second. Okay. Hopefully I get internet over here. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that sounds good. Let's see if I can put this camera. As you can see, dog's chilling. Stuff. But anyway. Yeah, so I think the Clark bar, from what I know, you know, maybe they're like, you ever see those, like, the candy that is, you know, they're just priced more, but it's like a premium bar, or like a premium chocolate or something.
You know, Ghirardelli chocolate.
Yeah, kind of like a. I don't know if Clark Bar is one of them, but you know, I don't know if you ever heard of like Godiva. Godiva.
Oh yeah, Godiva.
Yeah. Their chocolate, it's like for like special occasions, but maybe Clark Bar is more like in the middle, like not the most expensive, but not the cheapest.
Right.
So.
Well, that's enough about candy. All right. What do you want to talk about? Your greatest life moment or just go into free range?
You know, that's a good question. I would say like
a few of my YouTube subscribers were like, oh, talk about your greatest life moment. I'm like, all right, that's like kind of hard to describe.
Like, it is, yeah.
Like what was most influential on me, like what my happiest moment was. It's kind of hard to answer that question.
It is. It really is. Yeah, it really is. I would say one of them, I don't know if it's the greatest, but one of them is, I don't know why, but it's like graduating basic training. Because,
you need to grow up, Pope?
You know, I was, because I was 18 and, you know, it was like something that, none of my friends were doing at the time. So, and, you know, you just, I mean, we, you know, you went through it. And so like, you know, but I don't know, for me, it was like, I was always doing sports and doing all these things. And, you know, we had some really good times in that too. But basic training was a little bit different though. And like, it wasn't the toughest, like at all, but, I just felt that, you know, walking across the field there, and you know, my parents, they drove 35 hours from to San Antonio, Texas, and I mean, just driving all that way, and didn't really get a chance to. I mean, it's not how it is now where you get to call him or whatever, like once a week or whatever. Like we got like one phone call just to let him know that we were there. And then we got to talk to him a little bit. What's up?
We got phone calls, but like it wasn't, I mean, it was sort of once a week, but like if we were like screwing up really bad, they would just like,
yeah,
don't get to call home this week.
Right.
Like, yeah. For us to like, work harder.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it was nice to, I think like the group that I was with and everything was, you know, it was good too, you know, just really good leadership and stuff, especially at 18 years old. I just felt like I was, you know, I felt like I was doing what I needed to do. And, you know, I almost as if like, you know, that's where I needed to be at that time. And, you know, it was just a really good feeling. Really good feeling.
Oh. Hello. Hello. I mean, I wouldn't say it was like basic training, but I want to say it was more like when I got to Italy, that was probably one of my greater life moments, because I finally got to see, like, not just see another part of the United States. Yeah, the military changed me for the better in a lot of ways, but like when I got to Italy, like, not to sound like a kiss ass, but like when I started learning from you, like that was probably where things turned around.
Yeah, I remember when you got there. Like, you got to, when did you get to Getty?
Somewhere around June 2015, I think. No, wait, May 2013.
May 2013. Okay. So, yeah, so I was like just getting through ALS, and I think I just got back or whatever. And
I'm sorry, but one of my biggest pet peeves when you were my supervisor at that time was when Sergeant Tab would make me call you the Sergeant Select.
Sergeant Select.
It's not a thing. I get.
I do remember that.
I get it, but like it would just annoy you. Know what I mean? It's like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
Pet, oh no, Tab Select. Are you kidding me? He's not wearing the rank yet. So why the fuck would I call him that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I just, the only thing I have to say to that is, first of all, like, Sergeant Tab is one of a kind. So I mean, getting any type of experience with them is, you know, it's like, you know, you're going to remember him for a while. For probably the rest of your life.
I'm not gonna forget that.
It's unforgettable. Some of the stuff. But I just remember, like, when you came, I got some intel on you.
That's what Cab said. He's like, oh, I heard things about you when you were in Minot, and I wanted you in Minot to set you straight. And honestly, that was probably for the better that I went to another hard ass flight.
Right. But, yeah, like, because coming to our flight, you remember, I don't know if you were there, but like, yeah, coming to Delta flight was like, yeah, you know, you were under a good, you know, like, you were trusted with us.
Yeah.
You had a chance. It wasn't even like we didn't do anything. We just gave you the opportunity to, you know, to do what, you know, to like zone and what you already had, you know, like we didn't really do anything. We just kind of gave you a shot, and you know, I think you did very well with what we were doing with our job and stuff. So,
a couple times, got superior performer thanks to you and coaches.
Oh, you did? I don't know if I was there for that.
I think you were there like during the process of it, but I think.
Yeah.
I think coach.
Oh yeah. Yeah, because I remember. I think I was like trying to get you a package or something right before I left. I can't remember if I did or not, but.
I didn't even get like the medal and the award until I was like maybe a year into my time here in Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I mean, I was just talking to coaches about, like, I mean, you know, we had some real. I really felt that we lucked out with, you know, the people who, you know, we were with and stuff. I mean, I wouldn't want to be in the military at that time with anyone else. So, you know, I mean, we just everyone had their own character and you know, it was some funny ass times, you know. So on and off duty.
One second. Yes. There was really no one I had issues with. I'm
trying to move this around.
Besides,
sorry, you're just breaking up.
I think you're breaking up a little bit too. Yeah, I'd say there wasn't really anyone I had issues with on our flight besides Tab, Mayor, and like a few years ago, like after I left, like it ended up being Radford I had problems with.
All right.
It was just like one of those, like, oh, we were debating politics heavily and like, he was just like, I was trying to have a civil discussion and it wasn't like, I'm not even trying to like put people on my side with that whole thing, but I was just trying to have like a simple, like, hey, let's talk. And it was just like, no, you don't understand anything. And so I just like, you know what? I'm just cutting this guy out of my life because it's not worth it.
Oh, well, I mean, you know.
I mean, he was also, I don't know why I was kind of just accepting it, but like Radford and Tab were kind of just like trying to change me to be like them. Like, especially when we were all going out to the club or partying together or whatever.
I mean, that's how you felt.
I sort of just
went sometimes with you it. Just gotta, you know, go with your gut on some things.
I did a lot better just doing things my way and being myself.
Yeah.
Like, hell, even that New Year's party we did.
Like, oh, the New Year's party.
I had more luck just being myself than trying to act like everybody else.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember. Was that in Rome?
Yeah, I was in Rome, and that was where we paid, like, $20 for, like, a shot of tequila at that one strip club.
Oh, yeah.
Other wild shit happened. There was that one girl at the bar that, like, she got super drunk really fucking quick, and then, like,
oh my God.
She tried to make out with me while shoving pizza in my mouth, and I didn't know how to react. You even took a picture of it for New Year's.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Looking back at that picture, I just shake my head.
Oh, man.
What was I thinking or doing?
You know, that's just, hey, you know, it's good, some good times.
Don't hang around with super drunk girls. I didn't like it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no means no.
Well, that was like part of it. Like,
yes means no.
I know, like Mayor and a couple. Take her to the bathroom or whatever, and like, no, she's way too fucking drunk, and no.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I actually ran into Schneider. Schneider from our flight here in Jersey. Apparently, he lives down up here. He's out of the military, but I think his fiance/wife is like works in finance.
Wait a sec, you're breaking up. Wait, he lives in Jersey.
Last time I remember, I was working gate security on night shift, and he came through my gate for base housing, and I was like, Schneider had a big old beard going. And he's like, oh, yeah, I live here, man. I'm, like, engaged to this sergeant that works in finance or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if he's still there, but I'm just going to assume he still is.
That is crazy.
I had no idea he'd ever come.
I know. I mean, it's just like, I mean, what are the chances of running into him, though?
I think the funny thing, though, when I first got to Jersey, my sponsor was another guy named Bo. Mm. So
that's funny.
And then I
know they did that shit on purpose.
Probably.
They're probably like, these two are
me. I ended up making friends with the guy, one of the Ravens, who was also named Bo.
That's so funny. There were
like four votes.
Oh, my gosh.
Except they were all, I think I was the one that had spelled my way instead of O-G-H-D. They all had H-D in their name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha. That's crazy, though. But, I mean, going back to running into Schneider, I can't get over that. That's crazy. But Schneider is, you know, I mean, he just kind of just lost contact with all, you know, all of us at Getty, but I'm glad he's doing well.
Yeah, I just kind of stopped talking to him, and just then I tried to re-add him, and after I ran into him that day, and just, I don't know, he was probably just saying hi to be nice, but.
Yeah, I know. Some people are like that. They just want their lives private. You know, they want to. Yeah. People all the time.
Oh,
Yeah, I know. But, so yeah.
Jersey, man.
What's up?
You should come down to New Jersey sometime.
I know. I'll have to get down there and pay you a visit. How far are you from the city?
Like which city?
New York.
I mean, do you know where Kearny, New Jersey is? Right by Hoboken?
If it's right by Hoboken, I know where it's at.
Because that's where I work. It's like...
Oh. Right,
well, when I was working. It's like maybe a 10-minute drive from Hoboken.
Right, okay. Yeah.
We have guys that are... A lot of our delivery drivers are constantly driving stuff into New York City anyway. So, but then from there, I live like 40 minutes south of that.
Oh, you live 40 minutes south of that?
It's like, you know, 35, 40 minutes. 30 if you drive fast enough.
Oh, nice. Okay. That's good. So, yeah, man. I'll have to get down there for sure. You know, I will too. I'll come down. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of people that I know, like, that are far east, but, you know, like, so once in a while, I'll go see my uncle, or I'll be in the city, and, you know, I might need a place to sleep, though. I'm just kidding.
We gotta hide a bed, but, like, a reclining couch in the basement, if you wanted. I still have a couch that Tab sold me.
You have the couch?
Yes, I still have that couch.
That is so funny. Is it the leather one?
That, like, brown leather one that reclined?
Both of them? Oh, that's funny. That's great.
That's cool. My DS.
That's cool, though.
You don't want to play the game anymore? Well, bring it here so Daddy can shut it off instead of trying to make my DS bite the curb.
Let's see more episodes and want to get me back on, so give me a holler.
All right, well, say goodbye to the camera. So everyone say goodbye to my buddy Rob. Oh. It's not live or anything. It's just going to be recorded and edited. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Good.
I'll catch you later, Rob. Bye, everyone who's listening. Enjoy yourselves. Come back for my next episode.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Yeah. Looking forward to it. Well, good luck on, you know, Food for Thought podcast.
All right. Ciao, broski.
All right. Ciao, broski.